Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Fighters Fury here on 790 The Ticket. Tobin here with you. We will close out today's show. Matt Mitrione, he's always a fun guest, a funny guy, and a great fighter. Always enjoy speaking to Matt. He is a Bellator heavyweight, and is they're coming off the heavyweight Grand Prix, and I'm sure is looking to refocus, as my boy Sergey Bobrovsky would say, and get his eye back on the prize of getting the heavyweight championship of the world. But he is always a fun interview. He is always great on all things Bellator. They are starting to run back some of their MMA cards on CBS Sports Network. They started up yesterday with their first one, which was Bellator 194, where Matt fought Roy Nelson again in their rematch, and they're going to start doing it every Wednesday hereafter, hosted by Big John McCarthy. And so you guys can catch that 8 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. Here is my conversation with Matt Mitrione. Very excited to talk to Bellator's own Matt Mitrione. Always enjoy having this man on the program. Trains in South Florida from time to time. Where are you now, Matt? Are you in Indy? Where's home right now?
I'm back up in good old West Lafayette, Indiana, Purdue University, baby.
How are you handling all of this? How has this all been with COVID-19? Are you going stir crazy? Have you been dealing better with it out with family? What's life been like?
You know, I'll be totally honest with you, man. I am in the process of doing an addition on my house. So I have been fortunate enough to have another place I can go to other than just my two-bedroom apartment. So, but I am very, very close. I'm actually moving in May 1st or moving back in May 1st. So I've been working on my house every day. And then we just got done moving in mattresses and some other stuff. So we're probably like 90% moved in, and we have a little bit of work to do still on the interior of the house, but for the most part, it's done. So I've been pretty busy with that.
So you're out of this because you got Bellator is going to be replaying some fights. Obviously, we're all thirsting for sports entertainment, so Bellator is going to be doing some stuff on CBS Sports Network starting on Saturday, 8 o'clock. They got Bellator, 194, which is going to be the replay. You and Roy Nelson, your Ultimate Fighter counterpart. Okay, so are you guys good now? Because you were pretty hot, heated with this in the lead up and the aftermath of this fight. And two, are you a guy who likes to rewatch old fights? Like, will you be into this?
I don't rewatch fights. But as far as like, am I good with them? I mean, I am as good as I can be with a bloated vagrant. So it is what it is. We were cool leading up to the fight, and then he cheats in the middle of it, and he acts like a bitch afterwards. So sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
You're free to, man. We're taped, so do let it fly.
From that point, he lost any bit of respect I have for him, and I'm glad I kicked him. I punched him and kicked him as much as I wanted to, and he got me on the ground and tried to get me pregnant for about a minute of a round. So that's it. And then he cheats on top of that. So. Great giant, go f- yourself.
Okay, so no. what was the lead up like? You know, Bellator, MMA has been in a weird spot because Bellator and Scott Coker seems like they are very proactive on delaying stuff. They just delayed a June card that was supposed to be scheduled. UFC seems very gung-ho on keeping it going with fight islands and whatnot, you know, secret locations. I saw that you tweeted to Scott Coker. You felt that he made the right decision to postpone stuff. Why did you appreciate that? And what do you make of the way Bellator's kind of handled all the pandemic stuff?
Okay, well, that is a very, very loaded question. There's about five or six different answers to give per segment of that question. So I'm going to do my best to answer them, you know, in a compartmentalized position, if I can. First, how do I feel about the way Bellator is handling it versus the UFC? I think Dana's a hell of a promoter. And Dana realizes that he, with his mouthpiece, has made the UFC the only show in town. They're gaining a lot of momentum and steam, even if they don't do a simple thing or a single thing, just because he's in the media talking about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Oh, I just bought this, I just bought that. This is my plans, blah, blah, blah. So he's monopolizing the dead sports time right now. So I think he's a great promoter, and I think that's an example of why. I think initially, I think Mr. Coker did the right thing. I think Bellator and Viacom did the right thing. I think there were so many questions as to what was going on and how it was going to be done, and how it was transmitted, who's got it, what's really happening right now. Nobody had many clues of anything. So I think they did the right thing. Nowadays, I feel like the UFC and Bellator both are on the right path, as in, like, it's okay to start putting on shows. Now, the only thing I would say, I'd put an asterisk next to that, and I would say that you need to get express permission from each individual fighter to say, yeah, I'm down to go fight in this, regardless of the situation, and sign your name on that contract. And I think that's the only way to handle that situation. For me, if they offered me a fight, I'd say, if they're saying, hey, look, we're throwing fights in June, are you down? I'd say, well, let me fight on the very first fight in June, and then let me fight on the last card in June as well. And the reason I say that is because I am both an entertainer and I get paid to take risks. So I understand that the world is in a pause situation right now. And that's not good for a lot of people. There's a lot of people going stir crazy. And sports is an escape. Live sports is real world reality TV. There's drama, there's emotion, there's ebb and flow, and people need that to escape the day-to-day mundane existence, especially that this has become. So it is my job as an entertainer to provide that. That's why I get paid what I get paid. That's why my name stays on the marquee. That's why they have me doing promos versus other fat, bloated deadbeats, you know? So it's my job to give that entertainment to the world, and I take that as a serious responsibility. So I think I tried to answer as many parts of that question that got brought up, but I think in the end, the answer is, watch me whoop this fat, bloated, degenerate's ass again.
And you guys can check that out. MMA Recharge, Bellator's MMA Recharge. It's going to be starting up. They're doing a cool series. It's going to start up on Saturday, 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, and then they're going to start doing it every Wednesday. You guys can check it out. John McCarthy, big John McCarthy, the legend, is going to be hosting it, and they're starting off. They have the, you know, they got a hell of a library to go to with the heavyweight Grand Prix. How much did you the heavyweight Grand Prix? I remember you being a little bit iffy on it because you put yourself in title position basically before they started this whole idea, and then it was like tournament time to go through. So now that that's kind of on the wayside, what is a game plan for you as far as getting back to the title picture with Bellator?
You know, man, I don't know. And I know that Ryan Bader he's a really good friend of mine. And Bader is kind of a nightmare matchup for a lot of heavyweights, just because most heavyweights have never developed that skill of being an aggressive offensive shooting wrestler. And Bader's great at that. Bader, plain and simple, kicked my ass using sixth grade wrestling fundamentals, and he was just extraordinary at them. And it's something that I don't have a base in, and he exploited it, and he beat the brakes off of me that fight. So I don't know what my position is in it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with the light heavyweight title and Bader having the heavyweight title. I have no idea, but I know that my job is to say yes when they call and tell them I'm down for the cause. So whatever it is, it's not really up to me. It's beyond my pay grade to kind of figure out what it is. But it's up to me to answer the damn telephone. I'll tell you that much.
Before you got into this, man, a lot of people know your background was football. NFL draft time, you weren't drafted, but you know, does this time of year ever bring up any memories, the workouts, the dream of the NFL and all that stuff? Like, does any of this time of year hearken to you?
No, yeah, honestly, not really, man. It was, I have memories of that, but this time doesn't really stir stuff up like that. I'm a rather detached personality in a lot of ways when it comes down to, you know, memories of experiences and the lives I've lived before. But when it comes down to it, I'm excited for everybody to get that chance in their life to do it, whether you're drafted or not. It honestly doesn't really matter as long as you go in there and you accomplish what you set out to accomplish, whether that's making a roster, whether that's making a practice squad, whether that's getting this guy cut because you're better than that guy or whatever it is, getting snaps, right? Whatever it is. It's a great moment in your life, and it's a great opportunity to start the beginning of your life. Because it's, I say opportunity because such a small amount get the vest, but so many people can stack chips and give themselves a financial basis to start the rest of their lives with.
Every time we have you on, you give us some good Kimbo stuff. Kimbo Slice, we're down here in Miami, so we're a sucker for Kimbo Slice stories. You told us the one where he taught you guys how to show your woman wasn't cheating on you with the toilet seat. It was such a legendary season of The Ultimate Fighter. Do you have any? Are there any other gems from the time with the great late Kimbo Slice in the house that stand out in your mind?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of them, man. Like, I think I probably even brought it up before. That dude could make one hell of a Carolina barbecue sauce. Did I ever talk about this?
No.
All right, so this dude, he was a great dude. Fun dude to be around, and always had a perspective on stuff. And he was very, very forthcoming with information, which I always found interesting. It's not really what a lot of people expected him to be. He was very different. He was open. You just had to initiate conversation. He had no patience for, you know, or for ignorance. But if it was a genuine an honest pursuit of questioning or his intellect or his perspective, he was always very willing with it. So we'd sit around the barbecue, we'd sit on the grill, and we'd chill and talk about whatever, whether it's the middle of the day or at nighttime. And this dude, like, conversationally, he'd be talking to two or three other people, like holding court almost, and he would go into the refrigerator and go into the pantry and just start mixing stuff up. And like, it was almost always like a Carolina mustard based barbecue sauce. And like, it'd be different from day to day. He would put paprika in some, cayenne pepper, he would put garlic parmesan in some stuff, and like just come out with these different flavors. And it was like eating at like for Sonny's, for example, yeah, right? Yeah. Like four or five different barbecue sauces, but they were all great. Like, it was just incredible what they could do around a grill.
That's awesome, man. Matt Mitrione, we always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much. Check out coming up Bellator MMA Recharge. Those are starting up Saturday, 8:00 on CBS Sports Network. And then they're going to be starting to do new episodes every Wednesdays at 8:00. They got Bellator 194, where of course Matt Mitrione took on his boy, Roy Nelson, who he's clearly cool with very much still. So Matt, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on, man.
You got it. Take care, man. That's our show for this week, guys. Thanks so much to Tyrone Spawn. Thank you so much to Matt Mitrione for joining us. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Download the podcast if you missed it, Fighters Fury on the radio.com app. Subscribe there or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available. And follow the show, Tobin Show, on YouTube. You guys can subscribe there. The video versions of those interviews are up there if you want to check those out as well. Everybody have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you on Monday. Tobin and Leroy, 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.